It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady overall, but there are mixed undertones seen due to variable plant inventories and uncertain demand for the weekend and for Monday. Some plants, mainly in the eastern Corn Belt, are nearly full for the week and may price hogs steady to a bit weaker this morning, according to some buying station managers in the tri-state area of Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. But a livestock dealer here in Illinois said prices look fully steady to possibly firm. That's what the market looks like in Peoria. Top price estimated at $46.50. They say that there's talk of other plants planning to work on Saturday. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, July 31st, negotiated swine purchases were 15,312. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 62 even to 72 even. The weighted average was 67.77, down $1.06 from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 47.21 to 55.90. The weighted average was 52.92. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 9,422. The base price range was 60.50 to 77.25. The weighted average was 71.54, down $1.35 from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 46.25 to 56 even. The weighted average was 53.01.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Possibly an up call on the markets as we begin our Wednesday. We'll get a look at overnight prices coming up after a look at growing areas weather. And here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, the heat and humidity will be on in full-blown bore across the area, and that will stretch across from the eastern portion of the northern plains across the Great Lakes through the weekend. There will be a cold front trying to settle in towards the Great Lakes, and it's expected to die out before it reaches even into central Illinois and shift off to the east, and so there will be a slight reprieve for the northern portion of the Corn Belt, but southern and eastern sections look to stay quite warm and quite dry. Most forecast models are in agreement that the time period for the dry, warm weather in the southern half of the Midwest will continue for the next week, 10 days. In the meantime, showers and thunderstorms occurring more frequently in the northern Midwest. The odds still favor some needed relief to the drought in the northwestern Corn Belt. Second week of the forecast looking likely to restore the higher pressure to the plains in the western Corn Belt, and that would shift the driest and warmest weather into the western Midwest and across the plains. The computer models have been watching the tropical weather, and it's there looks to be a tropical system that is nearing the Windward Islands today, but it looks much more likely to advance into the Caribbean Sea and move towards Central America without much influence on the North American weather patterns. Across the Delta in the southeast, net drying expected for the next 2 weeks across the northern Delta, across northern Alabama and northern Georgia, and into the Carolinas and Virginia. Crop stress in many of these areas likely to become serious, with greater rainfall needed to prevent the yield potentials from declining. A weak disturbance in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico will bring heavy rain to the area from Thursday through Saturday. Portions of northern Florida, southern Alabama, and southern Georgia. Most of the rain beneficial, but some areas will receive excessive rainfall, and localized flooding may result from that. There will be a quick return of restricted rainfall expected, and any flooding that does occur in that region will be very short-lived. Outside the U.S. and Australia, light rain occurred yesterday in South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, and even coastal regions of Western Australia. Rainfall generally a third of an inch or less. High temperatures mostly 50s and 60s in the southern crop areas, while Queensland saw highs in the 70s. Queensland and northeastern New South Wales will not receive significant rainfall for the next 10 days, maybe even longer in some areas, and the region is already quite dry. The August bias for both areas is for below average precipitation to continue, and crops in Western Australia and the southeastern grain and oilseed areas expected to experience favorable weather into mid-month. More heavy rain fell in northern Liaoning in China, and Jilin with widespread amounts from 2 to 3 inches. One northern Liaoning area reported a maximum of 3 2/3 inches. Does look like rain in northeastern China should wind down quickly today, and not much more significant rain expected in the Yellow River Basin through the northeastern states during the balance of the next 6 to 10 days. Some showers will occur, but not having much impact on the weather there. And quickly looking at India, rain will continue frequently across most of India for the next 2 weeks. They have the monsoonal flow going on. Some areas could receive 2 to 6 inches of rain by this time next week, resulting in some flooding. West coast likely to receive the heavy rain and flooding as well. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look now at how overnight trading fared on the Kansas City and Chicago boards of trade. Kansas City September wheat opened overnight at 6.29 a bushel unchanged. Last traded up a half. December wheat 6.43 1/4, down a penny and a quarter on the open. Last trade up a quarter. March wheat 6.49 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. September wheat in Chicago opened overnight at 6.30 1/4, up a quarter. Last trade up 1 1/2. December 6.49 unchanged, up 1 1/2 last trade. March of 08 wheat 6.50 a bushel, up 2 on the open. Last trade down a penny and a quarter. July 5.59 1/4, down a quarter. Last trade down 1 1/4. September corn opened at 3.27, up a penny and a quarter. Last trade unchanged. December 3.43 up 3/4, last trade up a quarter. March corn 3.57 1/2 unchanged, last trade down 1. The May 3.68 1/4 unchanged, last trade down 1 1/2. July corn 3.78 1/4 unchanged, last trade up a quarter. September oats opened at 2.61, down a quarter on the open, last trade down a quarter. August soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 834 1/2, up 1/2 cent on the open. Last traded up 2 1/2. September 843 1/4, up 2. Last trade up 4 1/2 cents. November beans 860 1/4, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. January beans 672 1/2, up a quarter. Last trade up 3 3/4. The March contract 887 1/4, up 4. Last trade up 3 3/4. May 891, up 0.5 cent. On the open, last trade up 2 3/4. In the products, August bean meal opened at 216.20, up 60 on the open and the last trade. September 218.40, unchanged, last traded up 150. August bean oil at 37.75, down a penny on the open, last traded up 18. And September 38.18, up 13, last traded down 9. Joining us now to take a look at the market as we open this Wednesday is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Good morning, Clayton. Let's make sure that we have you on the right switcher here. How about that? Do we hear you now?
Yeah, how's that?
There we go. Sounds better. Let me ask, first of all, the overnight trade looked kind of mixed in the corn, but perhaps a higher open?
Maybe. I don't know. The corn kind of got juiced just a little bit about 15 minutes before the close this morning, so I think that firmness there, you kind of came back to finish unchanged, so I might be a little suspect. I think corn is influenced a lot by wheat lately, and wheat just since the night session closed received a little bit of a disappointment in that Egypt tendered for 150,000 metric tons, and it was all Russian wheat, and none of it was from U.S. So in the big picture, that's not that big a deal, but it might tilt the scales here a little bit, and instead of wheat being one or two higher as previously called, I think it might be steady or even a shade easier, and that might dampen corn enthusiasm a little bit.
On the other hand, the beans look to have a higher opening, perhaps. Are we looking at a weather market again?
Yeah, beans do look firmer, 4 or 5 higher, something like that, following last night's lead. And I think there's just a willingness of the market to, you know, pump a little more risk premium in there just in case some of these forecasted rains do not come, because they're certainly more and more critical as each, you know, these high-degree days come by here.
Let's get your reviews again for the opens on the Board of Trade.
I'd say corn, well, steady to a penny higher, something along those lines. Wheat, I'd say steady, maybe a shade easier. Beans, 3 to 5 higher, I'd say.
And quickly on the Merc.
Merc looks like cattle be steady to about 20 better, and hogs the opposite, 10 or 20 easier.
All right, thanks for your time.
Okay, you bet.
That's Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Quick look at the outside markets right now. The price of a barrel of crude oil for September in New York is trading at $77.85 a barrel, down 36 cents. The CRB index, 323.03, down 107. The U.S. dollar index, 80.75, down 4. On Wall Street, the Dow is trading down 13.5 points now at 13,198. The NASDAQ down 8.25 at 25,38. And the S&P down 2.25 at 14,53. Our next report is at 9:49 with the opens. This is Tom Rogers on WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois. It's 9 o'clock.